And the Taita starts off with the Zmanim of Tfilot. We have different Zmanim mentioned on the first page, on page 56 in Hilchos Tfilot. We have the Zman of Alos HaShachar, and the Zman of Halos HaChamer. Halos HaChamer is sunrise. Sunrise, it's on the ground stairs. It takes something like 2 minutes from the time the beginning, approximately 2 or 3 minutes from the time the beginning of the sun rises above the horizon, so the entire ball of the sun is above the horizon. So we assume that sunrise is when the sun begins to rise above the horizon, and sunset is when the entire sun has sunken below the horizon. So Haneta Hama for sure is Yom, is the Zman of Yom. The Mishnah says in Megillah and Daf Chav, we should do a quote here in the Bir Halacha, that in Hatchila Kol Dover Shizman Abayom, that the Halel and the Tivas Lulav, the Asherif and Mitzvah Milo, and Mitzvah Shizman Abayom should be fulfilled in Hatchila Yesha Halei Tacham. And Bidyezer, if you do the Mitzvah, after Alos HaShachar is good, because Alos HaShachar is Al-Tizik Din Tiyom. So why should you do, why should you wait in Hatchila till after Halei Tacham? So the Pashtus is that it's only a Zera Midirabah. I mean, I tell you, really, it's Yom Yechtalo, it's HaShachar. And the Chumah Midirabah, to wait till after HaNetzacham, that's the Pashtus. Some Mefarshim on the Gemara assume that it's really a Din Deraisa. That this is a Lachatkila Deraisa, that you should wait to have to your Shofar. And then the Tilas Lulav and Bris Milo should be performed by Yom after HaNetzacham, that it's not just a Lachatkila de Rabbanon, and there the person may make a mistake. If you allow people to do it after Alos HaShachar, so somebody may make a mistake and do the mitzvah for Alos HaShachar. Then it'll be a brachal of Atzov, and he won't be able to the mitzvah. So some Rishonim hold, some Mefarshim hold, that it's not a Gzeira de Rabbanon. It's really a Din Deraisa, that the mitzvah has to be done by Yom, and by Zman of Yom Bishleimus, as after HaNetzacham. After Alos HaShachar is at the Yevid, it's considered Yom. And there is such a concept on the level of the Reis of Lachatkila Lidiyevin in the area of Mitzvah. He mentioned on several occasions that there is a thesis in the end of Midah, a thesis writes that Lachatkila Lidiyevin in the area of Matir is only Midirabon, let's say by a get. He say Lachatkila, you shouldn't use such a get Lidiyevin, it's okay. Lachatkila, you shouldn't, let's say, Bosa Becholov or something. Lachatkila, you shouldn't do it. But Lidiyevin, it wouldn't make a trade. I think you shouldn't use a trace of clay if it's cold, but for the evidence he did, the food doesn't become trace. So the Chatzil for the evidence in the area of Issa Behetta, that's only the Rabbani. Whatever is Mutter, the evidence is Mutter Lachatzil. But the Chatzil for the evidence in the area of Mitzvah is sometimes their Issa. It means the Mitzvah of Shleimus is like so. And for the evidence, if you do it in such a way, it's a Mitzvah, Shalom Shleimus. So here it is possible. It's not in the realm of the impossible to assume that this Mishnah Megillah and Afkof that says Al-Hatkila, you should blow shofar and shake the lulav and do all of the mitzvahs of Manam Bayom Dafke after HaNetzacham. It's not Rufach that has to be in the Rabbani. The Pashtus is Rashi and the Mishnah says that it's a Din in the Rabbani. There the person may make a mistake and do it before Alos HaShachar. And that's by one of the Gedolim from years ago, the Yaderis, that was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rav Kook married the daughter of the Yaderis, and then she died, he had no children, and he remarried the second time, and he had the children from the second wife. This Yaderis was a Rabban Panadej, he was a Rabban Mir, and later he was the Rabban Yerushalayim. So he was of the opinion that the Zman HaZeh, since it's so common that everybody has a watch, even if the person doesn't have a watch, there's a clock hanging on the wall in the shul, so this lachatzila no longer applies. So he thought that it's permissible lachatzila today to shake a lulav after Alos HaShachar and to blow shofar after Alos HaShachar. You don't have to wait till HaNetz Chacham. He understood like Rashi that it's only Zer de Rabbanon. He thought that it's not a Belgian min itself, min nachalatzila. It's not a Zer de Rabbanon that was instituted for a reason, and even if you live in a generation where the reason no longer applies, is there the opportunity to He felt that it's not a devish in minion, just a hashash, and the man is there, it's so common that everybody has a clock on the wall, or you have watches on your wrist, and everybody knows, you read the newspaper, they tell you, when Allah says shakra, so it's there, it doesn't apply. But most, the overwhelming majority of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael didn't agree, in the state of he quotes it. Mr. Fender knew him from Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank also knew him, so they both quote that the Aderis was of the opinion that B'Zmanah Zeh this Mishnah doesn't apply, and all the other Gdolim didn't agree, and we assume that the Din still applies. So the others who assume that Din still applies, most of them assume that it's a Gavish of the Minyan. The whole Din of the Mishnah is only the Rabbanon, but still, when the Chachamim introduces there the Rabbanon for a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where the reason no longer makes any sense, doesn't apply, the Gzeir the Rabbanon still applies. But there are other Rishonim, other than Rashi, who learn in the Mishnah that it's a Din deraita, it's not a Din Rabbanon, so the Chatzila deraita, because the full man of Yom is after Hanesach Ham, after Lot HaShachar, is incomplete Yom. So these are two Zmanim that we know. Hanetzach Ham, we know when the sun begins to rise above the horizon. Alos HaShachar is a significant amount of time earlier than that. And what is that? So the Rambam... They did it way before Hanetzach Ham. Bar Koi was here to make all Amizah Hatshe Bechevro. It was before sunrise. So they arrived at Kev. It's a good kasha. If those who showed him are right that it's a l'chatzila deraisa, so why did they, every single day of the year, why did they bring the Talmud Shal Shachar before Hanetzach Ham? Why didn't they wait till Hanetzach Ham? That's a good kasha. So the regular, the standard Mefarshim here that Mishnah Brura quotes, the Pichodesh says, because it's only a din de Rabbanan, because of the Hashash that they may make a mistake, and Kohanim's reason, hey, the Kohanim has reason. Not necessarily the Kohanim has such reason, maybe I'm not a Kohen, but maybe that they're not such reason, but the rabbis are the tail of the Kohanim, and the Beis Hamikdash, so the rabbis, the Sanhedrin is there. So the Sanhedrin will see to it that the Kohanim don't offer the Talmud Shal Shachar before Alot HaShachar. Either Kohanim on their own has reason, and they won't make a mistake, or the Sanhedrin is excellent. So that's all needs to, if you hold that the whole din l'chatzim in the Mishnah and Megillah that Pop is only the Rabban. But according to those who hold that it's a din deraisa, how come they did it every day like that? They brought it before sunrise. I don't know. That's a good kasha. I'm not sure. There's a din, the Talmud Shal Shachar is not a din of a, it's not really a dovish in the tzotzah by Yom. You see, Kiyah Shoifer is all day long. Halal is all day long, and Netilas Lulav is all day long. Talmud Shal Shachar and Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, if you waited too late into the day, you cannot bring the Talmud Shal Shachar. So Talmud Shal Shachar is not really a dovish in the tzotzah by Yom. It's not really a question when is Yom. It's a question of when is Boker. Maybe Boker includes even before. I don't know. Maybe that's the beginning of an answer. Not the whole answer. Maybe that's the beginning of an answer. That it's not really Dovish and Mitzvah of Yom, so it's only part of the day in the Torah. Maybe that concept of Boker is earlier and Gansan earlier. It's even the Chatzila earlier than Hanetzach Ham. And it certainly doesn't extend to the whole day. It only extends to part of the day. When exactly is Alot HaShachar? It's some significant amount of time before Hanetzach Ham. So the Bir Halacha quotes here from the Rambam, second line in the Bir Halacha, on page Kuf Yuter, it's quotes from the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Brachos, that is 72 minutes before sunrise, Shor V'Chomer Shor, a fifth of an hour, 12:24, 36:48, 60, so 12 minutes is a fifth of an hour. An hour is 60 minutes, that's 72 minutes. That's the question. It's always 72 minutes. That's how the Prima Gardam assumes. Always 72 minutes. Summer, winter, spring, and fall, always 72 minutes. And Muhammad Lahoyal has a shiva where he writes that he didn't think that it was so. He thought that it must be a percentage of the length of the day. It must be a fraction of the length of the day. So if the day is longer, so he thinks that Alot HaShachar must be a longer period before Hanetzach Ham. If the day is shorter, in the winter, when the days are shorter, so the time between Alot HaShachar and Hanetzach Ham should be a short amount of time. That's what he had a hunch of. And then he spoke to astronomers, and they told him that he's wrong. That it's not a function of the length of the days, but it's rather a function of how close the earth is to the sun. the matter of Alos HaShachar, how early is it before Hanech Tachama, is a function of what degree angle is the sun below the horizon. So that the issue of the angle of the degree that the sun is below the horizon is a function of how close the earth is to the sun, not so much a function of how long the day is from sunrise to sunset. Okay, but anyway, that whole discussion that the Malamim Hoyle has is all on the assumption that it's not a fixed 72 minutes. Okay, so we have two Zmanim that we are familiar with, Hanech Tachama and Alos HaShachar. Then there's another Zman, Mishiachris Chaber Berichut Galaramis. That is the Zman mentioned in the Gemara Mishnah Berurah, refers it to Siman Milches. That is the Zman that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma, Mishiachris Chaber Berichut Galaramis, and that's the Zman for Hanochas Tfilin. That if a person puts on Tfilin before Mishiachris Chaber Berichut Galaramis, he should not say go. How long a period is that? How much is Mishiachir Shaver? So Moshe Feinstein in his Sefer writes that he tested it out quite a few times, and he thinks that every time it always turns out to be between 30 and 45 minutes. And others make a much longer than that. Others make 50, 55 minutes before sunrise. That's the question. How long, how much time before sunrise is considered Mishiachir Shaver? Maybe you can say a bracha on the tefillin, on the talis and the tefillin, and you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And now is a new question. Here the Shulchan Aruch says, here the Shulchan Aruch quotes a minig vasikin that's mentioned in the Gemara. Vasikin means chasidim anshei maaseh. So the vasikin had a practice, and these chasidim, to arrange the davening in such a way that they got to Kriya Shema, they said the Kriya Shema right immediately prior to Hanech Tachama, and then they would begin Shema Nesra immediately following Hanech Tachama, which is based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yiraucha Im Shamash, that Bnei Yisrael demonstrate the Yirah Shamayim in conjunction with the rising of the sun. How did they demonstrate the Yirah Shamayim? By reciting Kriya Shema immediately before the sun rises, by reciting Shema Nesra immediately after the sunrise. So that's the Midas Chasidus of the Vasikin. Yeah. What if a person is not from the Vasikin? He can't. And that's why the Mishnah says in Brachas that how does the Mishnah say? Hosek Filosa Keva Ain't Filosa Rachamim. Something like that. Ain't Filosa Tachanunim. What is it? Hosek Filosa Keva. So the Gemara has two interpretations. So one interpretation the Gemara gives is that every day he davens at the 7 o'clock minyan, or every day he davens at the 7:40 minyan, or every day he davens at the Mahajan, the 8:30 minyan, whatever. He always davens every day the same minyan. So he's never going to be Vasikin. Once a year he may hit Vasikin. So that's one interpretation the Gemara says. If you always daven every day at the same time, the 7 o'clock minyan, so once a year it'll be Vasikin, once or twice a year, and the rest of the year won't be Vasikin. So that's not correct. We'll have to be looked more correct for daven Vasikin. The Gemara has another interpretation, no. Hosek Filosa Keva means he just says what's printed in the Siddur, and he never adds anything extra. And davening is supposed to, a person is supposed to add whatever needs to happen to be that day. If he has a problem with finals, he should be responsible for that. If he's applying for a job, he should be responsible for that. If he has an issue with the Shidduch, he should be responsible for that. Whenever there's any new cause that comes up, in Nusach of Shema Nesra is instituted by Manshech Nesav Adela, that's all of following Torah. That every person has a Torah, should add on his own Sarach, and you shouldn't just say Hoisus Filosa Keva, not just say what's printed in the Siddur and rely on that alone. Fine. So the Shulchan Aruch has over here, so we have already four Zman. You have the Zman Hanech Tachama, you have the earliest Zman of Alos HaShachar, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rambam and Perakal from Bok 72 minutes before. Then you have the Zman Mashiachar Chaver Berichut Zalat Amis. The question exactly what the Zman is. Then you have a Zman of Vasikin, okay, so most people are not Vasikin, Chasidim Anshim Meiser. Then you have another Zman here of Heyer Penei HaMizrach. What is Heyer Penei HaMizrach? So the Mishnah Berurah says what it means is Heyer Penei Kol HaMizrach. What does that mean? So that is the Big Machloekus. What is Heyer Penei HaMizrach? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham and the Megadim and several other posts who say that it's the same as Amos HaShachar. That's what it means. You read a line in the Shulchan Aruch. Look how good a person should daven after Hanesach Hamish daven. It's actually like three or four should be immediately before Hanesach Hamish, and after Yechter. But to be able to see daven in his Paul of Mishalom, Amud HaShachar, hey, Bnei Amizrach Yotzu, that's another way of saying Alos HaShachar. Amud HaShachar is another way of saying Alos HaShachar. Ola Amud HaShachar, the same thing, equals Alos HaShachar. There, Bnei Amizrach is a repeat, it's just a rephrasing of the same expression. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham and the Pri Megunim. And their classical function. And then he has the Vilna Gaon says not so. And the Yad Yehuda says not so. He quotes a few and he thinks that they are correct. Allah Mura Shachar is way before sunrise. That's 72 minutes before, give or take, depending what season of the year. So Allah Mura Shachar, the Heir of Pnei Kol HaMizrach, that's a later point. It's not the same. Is Allah Mura Shachar. Heir of Pnei HaMizrach, the whole eastern horizon, we can see light appearing on the entire eastern horizon. That's on the eastern horizon. That's a much later Zman than Allah Mura Shachar. So the Bir Aloche has a whole presentation here that these Achorayim insist that this is Likuva, that you're not even Yetzir B'Dievet if you daven after Alos HaShachar if it's before Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. He says that it's only the Rabban though, in the Torah Alos HaShachar is Alos HaShachar, 72 minutes. We have a din in the Shulchan Aruch before that's quoted from the Gemara, that if it's really a big shot attack and the person has to daven after Alos HaShachar, I say, who may? He may daven after Alos HaShachar. That's only if it's a real big shot attack once in a long while. But if there wasn't such a big shot attack, then we wouldn't, the Mishnah Berurah says, whatever we have a cloud, the shot attack can be ever done. Whenever there's a din that could be ever done, then it's okay. So if you have a shot attack, we can put Lahatkhila, which usually only allowed, what's usually only acceptable by the Eved. So here, this group, the Vilna Gaon and the Aderet Aliyo on the Mishnayos Brachos, as well as the Ad Yehuda and the other Tosfimi quotes, they think that the din is that even by the Eved, if you'll daven before Hei Pnei Kol HaMizrach, it won't be acceptable. Even by the Eved, you won't be acceptable. So then the Mishnah Berurah says they can't say that. Well, you can't say that if you have a Shas HaTzach, you're allowed to daven, and only if it's an extremely rare Shas HaTzach. Then we would rely on that Gemara that if you daven after Alos HaShachar, we would allow it. But even to the Eved, we would say we would insist that the person has to daven over again. If you daven after Alos HaShachar before Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. The big Kuma.
The
Mishnah Berurah, you see, until the Mishnah Berurah was printed, how do you figure out a stop? You look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham on the side. You know, you figure out the Magen Avraham, you look in the back in the Prima Gaon. No one ever heard of this. Mishnah Berurah dug up this the Vilna Gaon on the Mishnayos. Whoever heard of the Vilna Gaon on the Mishnayos? The only going on Mishnah is Drophet, and then he digs up this Yad Yehuda and the others. He made a whole fuss over here. He wants to say that even B'di Eved, you're not Yotzer. If you daven after Alos HaShachar, he's daven 72 minutes before the sun rises, but it's before Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, which is a significant amount of time Yotzer. Allah Amud HaShachar. 72 minutes before, it's black outside. That's not, there's nothing on the horizon. You can't see anything. So he wants to say that, and he's pushing to say like these are claiming that you're not even Yotzer B'di Eved.
Something like that.
Just like 50, 55
minutes before
Hayes said
Mashiach here.
I don't know. I always thought like Rav Moshe also.
Right.
Mashiach is only 30, but I have such bad eyes. I don't know. Here, Pnei Kol HaMizrach is some around 10, 15 minutes. Yes, that was Hashachar.
Yeah.
And then after that, another 15 minutes after, is going to be Mashiach is Chaver.
What?
But speaking is to arrange the davening in such a way that the Kriya Shema is immediately before Hametzah Tama, and the Shemoneh Esrei is immediately following Hametzah Tama. So that's the full Vasikin. Then you can have a partial Vasikin. The partial Vasikin would be, let's say the person wakes up and he's in his pajamas and he doesn't have his talisman filling on, but he knows that it's about to come Alot HaShachar. It's about to come Hametzah Tama. It's about to be sunrise in another 10 minutes. They should wash his hands, say Kriya Shema Tzarek. You say Kriya Shema Kriya Tzarek. At least we'll have that Hidur of the Kriya. We can have a Kriya Shema Kriya Tzarek without the Smichas Bula of the Kriya. Without the Shmona Esri Kriya Tzarek. The Shainus is to have both Kriya Tzarek, Kriya Shema Kriya Tzarek and Shmona Esri Kriya Tzarek with the Smichas Bula of the Kriya. But sometimes you can have a Hidur of one without the other.
Do you stay on time or is it Mamish? Or is it
What was seeking?
Right.
As soon as after Hanetzah Chama is the Shmoneh Esrei seeking for Shmoneh Esrei, yeah.
But there's no point to actually wake up 2 minutes after Hanetzah Chama, there's no point.
But the person should say Kriya Shema then. Maybe. I don't know. Could be. It's also in Shamash. Could also be in Shamash. I don't know. Good point. I don't know. Here the Japanese machlokes that the language commissioner that the bottom Bir Aloha quote on page 50 says between the Pichados and all of the other foreskins, a person can daven Vasikin. He has a job. The job doesn't switch between 7 and 9. The job starts every day at the same time. So he has to work backwards, and the trip to the job always takes the same amount of time. It doesn't fluctuate. And then the breakfast always takes the same amount of time. So he wants to daven always in the same time. Most people like Oysa Tziyos and Sheva. They always daven at the 6 o'clock minyan, 7 o'clock minyan, whatever it is. So is there anything wrong with that? He can't make Vasikin anyway. That's for the Kriya Shema, not for the Shmoneh Esrei. Fresh off. He's not going to do Vasikin. So is there anything wrong with... is there anything improper with davening Shmoneh Esrei before Hametzah Chama? The Mishneh in the Gila that says on Daf Kof that all of the mitzvahs that is manan bayom should be lehavchila done after Hametzah Chama, and it's only to the Eved that if you do before Hametzah Chama that it's acceptable. So does that apply also to Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris? Why? Because in the Beit HaMikdash they've never waited till Hametzah Chama to bring the Tamash on Shachar. The Mishnah says in Yuma that they always used to have the guard would take a look and he would scream out, Her Pnei Kol HaMizlachat Shebechevron, and then they would bring the Tamash on Shachar. So that was always before Mishayakir. It's always before Hametzah Chama, way before Hametzah Chama, 45 minutes before, at least before Hametzah Chama. So you see that they didn't wait for Hametzah Chama. So maybe since the tefillos were instituted the same manim kineged the korbanos, since the korbanos, the Talmid Shal Shachar was always brought before Hametzah Chama, so maybe it's permissible lachatchila to daven shachris before Hametzah Chama. You have to daven shachris lachatchila with smichas gula lefillos, and you should say bracha. You should have your talis and tefillin. You say bracha on the tefillin. You don't say bracha before. Mishiachar is Chaver. Okay, so let's say Mishiachar is a half an hour before. So you start davening in such a way that that you'll get to the Kriya Shema with the Shmoneh Esrei before Hametzah Chama. Is that permissible or hatchila, or should you try to avoid that? So that's the big machlokes that he talks. He says the Kriya Chodosh is Cholek al HaShulchan Aruch. Kriya Chodosh holds that that after Heir Pnei Kol HaMizruach, that's a very good man l'chatchila to daven Shmoneh Esrei, you get the Nishan Vasikin. It's preferable to have the Hebrew of Vasikin to have the Shmoneh Esrei immediately following Hametzah Chama. But if you can't get Vasikin anyway, you know that you can't get Vasikin. So then if you Chodesh holds that Mikvedin, there's nothing wrong with davening Shmoneh Esrei before Hametzah Chama. And this is in disagreement, this is where the Mishnah Berurah presents. This is in disagreement with most of the poskim who hold that stuff. So most of the poskim hold that the Mishnah Megillah that says l'chatchila you shouldn't perform a mitzvah shel zmana bayom before Hametzah Chama, most of them hold that didn't even apply to the tefillah shachris. So this one answer. So that's in the Mishnah Berurah. He rents it in such a way that he's biased against the Pichadish. You hope the Pichadish was not voted. And if you look in the Talmud of Chilis Pri Yitzchok, Rabbi Tzola Teterburger, who is the Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanta, one of the three outstanding Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanta, he has a long tshuva where he thinks that the Pichadish is right. And he perceives not just two things. He gives rise that that's what most of the Rishonim hold. Okay, so this is on the first page. Yeah.
Is it practical to skip BSM as a quarter
I think that's supposed to be a machlokes the Ramban or Rabbein Yoina on brachos. Is there a hider lachatchila? A person wakes up, let's say, 10 minutes before sunrise. So it would be recommended he go to the bathroom, he should wash his hands, and say brachos hatorim, to say kriyas shma before hanesacham. At least to have that hider of asikin, even though it's facing the other half of the asikin, to have the shmona asher needs his balon, even though he's not wearing his balos and tefillin. But the hider of asikin for kriyas shma should be observed. That's, I think, the Rabbein Yoina says that. I think the Ramban disagrees. The Pashtus in the Mishnah is like that. The Mishnah says the man is in the mikveh. And obviously he's not dressed, he's not prepared. He does not have a tefillin on, he's not prepared to daven shmoneh esrei in the mikveh. So it says in the Mishnah he should get dressed quickly and start davening fast. What happens if he's going to miss his man? And the Gemara says, what do you mean he's going to miss his man? The Gemara explains the Mishnah, he wants to say kriyas shmoneh like we're speaking before haneisachamah. He's going to miss the haneisachamah. But then it says, let him say the kriyas shmoneh in the mikveh. He shall see to it that he shouldn't be libra yisaerva, and zerva should not be megula. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is like the Rabbein Yehuda. I think the Ramban disagrees. I think that's the machlokes Ramban and Rabbein Yehuda. But there is a lachatchila to say kriyas shmoneh kivasikin separated from the shmoneh esrei kivasikin with absence of gula and tefila. That Ramban also agrees. That there is a hidur to say kriyas shmoneh kivasikin even though you're not going to make shmoneh esrei kivasikin. That's the Ramban and the Machamis, right? From the beginning of brachos, that the Zman HaMishnah, the Zman HaGemara, they didn't have clocks, they didn't have watches, so they never knew how to guess properly when the sun was going to rise. So they would always say kriyas shmoneh before haneisachamah. They put on talis and tefillah. They had bracha mishiyaker, put on talis and tefillah. And then they would say to deliver kriyas shmoneh, and then they would wait. Then they would wait a couple of minutes till the sun would rise. So usually they had kriyas shmoneh kivasikin, and the vasikin always had kriyas shmoneh kivasikin, and then shmoneh esrei kivasikin, and they were lacking snichas gula l'tfila. And once in a long, long while, they hit the nail on the head and had both kriyas shmoneh kivasikin, shmoneh esrei kivasikin, with snichas gula l'tfila. So that Ramban is also asking too, that there is a hidur lachatchila to have kriyas shmoneh kivasikin and shmoneh esrei kivasikin, even if you're going to be lacking snichas gula l'tfila. He says 99.5 cases, 199 out of 200 cases, those are going to be like that. Once in 5 years you're going to have like this. Once in a couple of years you're going to have. How is the shaykh always to hit the nail on the head? So he said that the Ramban is also asking too, but the question is, what about just to say kriyas shmoneh kivasikin without even the tefillin on? It's not going to be shmoneh esrei kivasikin. It's going to be missing smichas, it's going to be missing everything. Just going to be kriyas shmoneh kivasikin. You're going to say kriyas shmoneh kivasikin, go back to bed. He's still in his pajamas, going back to bed after the Zanul Daven at the 9:30 evening, whatever. So that's the machlokes that Rabbein Yehuda and Ramban. Yeah?
If someone goes to the minyan and says 6:30 or 6:40 in the morning, and
if they need him for the minyan, well, it's not right, you should daven with his seabor. Or if they don't need him for the minyan, but he's the rabbi, and everybody looks up to the rabbi, so they're going to learn from the rabbi to be mezalzel. They won't understand that the rabbi is being machmer. I think the rabbi is being mekel. Really, the rabbi is being machmer. He does want to be mekel to say shmoneh esrei before haneisachamah. But if he's the rabbi and he's going to mislead the community, he's not supposed to. He has, should daven with the kid. But if he's a plain balabas, then he should daven the yachid. Or he should daven a shul, let him daven a shul, and just not get to the shmonesu till later. The last sif, Peites Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch has a quoting a Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed. What do you do if the person has a following shot of tak? He's going to be traveling today, and they're going to leave very early. So he has an option. So you're not supposed to say Kriyashma until after Mashiach is there, Berich of Dalar Amis. And it's way before that time. It's after Alos HaShachar, but it's before Mashiach is there. Now, he can daven Shmon Esrei now, he can say Shmon Esrei now, but he won't have Sliches Gula L'Tfila, because he wants to say Kriya Shma, but the Bichas Kriya Shma later. Why in the world does he want to say Shmon Esrei now? Because later they're going to be hiking. So he's going to be walking, he'll have to say Shmon Esrei walking, L'Chatzilis Kol say Shmon Esrei standing still. If you have no choice, L'Chatzilis Kol say Shmon Esrei in a standing position. So let's say a guy's on the airplane, they're taking off, and they say everybody should sit down. And now he's going to miss his mana mincha. It's the only time for daven mincha. He's going to miss up and away. He can't stand up now. So you daven Shmon Esrei, sitting down. B'shas Haftak. Since the Yevre, if you daven in a sitting position, you yotze. So B'shas Haftak, you can daven also in a sitting position. Now let's say the Yevre, the person daven in a walking position. So the Yevre is also yotze Shmon Esrei. Hatila, Shmon Esrei should be recited in a standing position. And as opposed to sitting and standing still, as opposed to walking. But for the evidence of person says when I say walking is yaitse, but if I feel it's better to stay sitting. So here you have the toss up. If I wait till the correct man to say Kriyashma, namely, after Mishiach is Kaveiro, he'll have Shmichas Gula Latfila, but he's going to be walking when he daven Shmon Esrei. He has to keep up with everybody else. He's going to be walking, so he's going to be the purpose of the reason why he's supposed to stand still when you ask Shmon Esrei is because of Kavana. Maybe he should have more Kavana. So he has the two alternatives. So which should be chosen? So the Gemara has a machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch Patkin and Sif Ches, and in such a case, it's preferable to daven Shmon Esrei after Alos HaShachar and not to have Slichos Gula L'Tfila, but to have Tfila Me'umad, standing still as opposed to walking around. And then later on, Afal Pi Shein Esrei Gula L'Tfila, Hachiyadis, in order that we should daven Me'umad. Me'umad means standing still. As opposed to davening later with his mother with his Slichos Gula L'Tfila, everything the normal way, but it's going to be Mahala, he'll be davening Shmon Esrei in a walking position. So that's the Machlokes in the Gemara, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch passed for. Comes up sometimes. Then you have in the middle of the Siman, L'chatzila, one should finish davening the whole Shmona Esrei of Shachris before Shlish Hayom, before the first one third of the day. Sometimes the day is 18 hours, so you have 6 hours. Sometimes the day is only 9 hours, so you only have 3 hours, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Shlish Hayom, all depends the length of the day. It does mean that he should be, let's say he knows that it takes him 10-15 minutes to daven Shmona Esrei, daven the long Shmona Esrei. So it's not sufficient if he began the Shmona Esrei within his mind. That's the last line in the Mishnah Berurah, it's Kosen Hey. The Torah Kuligmar had Tfilo Shmona Esrei B'Torah HaShlish Hayom. He should complete it. Who's he quoting from the Magen Avraham? He should complete the entire Shmona Esrei, the whole list of Shmona Esrei, not just the beginning of Shem Tzvotei 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 and then take another 15 minutes later. The correct practice is he should finish the whole Shmona Esrei. The same is true regarding Mincha Alpi Pashtas. Sovzman Mincha, Sovzman Kriyashma, all the Sovzman, it means you should finish the whole mitzvah before the Zman is up, not just to begin the Kriyashma or to begin the Mincha before the Shti. You should finish it before the Zman opens. Some Achronim will disagree, but the Mishnah Berurah always quotes this from the Magen Avraham. From the other person, whenever this is Sovzman anything, you should complete the whole mitzvah within that Zman. Now what happens? Where did this come from? That the Zman of Shachris is Shlish Hayom, one third of the day. The Mishnah has a machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Yehuda says you have to daven in the first Dalut Shos Bayom, the first third of the day. And if not, problem, we lost the chin. And the Chachamim say, you can daven later also. So what does that mean, the Chachamim hold you can daven later also? So that's a big machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes on page 238. That's a big machlokes. The Mishnah has this on the side of the Rambam. The Rambam, it sounds like he said the following. There is a din of tashlumin. That if you didn't daven shachris, and it's now time to daven minchas, then you should daven Shmoneh Esrei twice. The first Shmoneh Esrei should be for the tefillah b'zman, and the second Shmoneh Esrei should be the shen tashlumin. Or if the person forgot mincha, and then he davens ma'ariv twice, the Shmoneh Esrei twice. He doesn't say the zichah spirit, Shmoneh Esrei says the Shmoneh Esrei second time after the first time. So the first Shmoneh Esrei you offer is for ma'ariv, the second one is for tashlumin. Or if you got ma'ariv, you daven shachris, then after shachris, the second Shmoneh Esrei, first one for the tefillah b'zman, the second one for the tashlumin. So this din of tashlumin is only if it was shogag or nana. If there was an oinus, if the person was hijid and the mazid is didn't daven, then there is no tashlumin. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the shaila is over here. They announced that this chassidish shtibul is going to have shacharis on Shabbos in Yom Tov morning at 11 o'clock. It was lachatzilis. The beginning, they say everybody should say Krishna bright and early in the morning. You say Krishna before the Sotma Krishna, and then they're going to be Mother scheduled with the children, they're going to have it over the Gemara that they learn. You go to the Satmar Shtigl, that's what they do. They sit in, everybody goes to Mikveh at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's not that they're sleeping in bed. They wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then they're sitting and learning and doing all kinds of things, Tilim and other things. They don't begin Shakras until after the Sotma Shakras, after the Shlish Hayom. So there is a mashmois in the Rambam that the Kesh Mishnah points out, that it sounds as if the Rambam says that the Yebed, if you didn't daven Shachris before Shlish Hayom, you can daven after, is really a din of tashlumis. And it would only apply if Shogag Oimenas, but if he did not. How can it be a din of tashlumis? Whenever you have tashlumis, you have to first daven Tfilu Zmano, and then the second Shmoneh Esrei is Tfilu Shalom Zmano. So what do you mean tashlumis? Guy's just saying the Shmoneh Esrei. How is that tashlumin? So the answer is when it's Higiyah's man tefillah habo, if it's man mincha now, then you have to daven first the tefillah of his man on mincha, then you say the tashlumin for the tefillah that you missed. If it's after the man shachris, mainly after Shlish Hayom, but it's Adan lo Higiyah's man tefillah's mincha, so then there's no halacha that requires the tashlumin has to be davke after another Shmoneh Esrei. If you have two tefillahs to say, one is a bizmana, one is a shaloi bizmana, so the bizmana takes precedence to the shaloi bizmana. But now there is no zman of mincha. If you say tefillah tashlumin after the Shlish Hayom, that's a tefillah tashlumin. The Mechaber writes, he's quoting from the Gemara, if the person didn't daven mitzvah, yomer mispal, achad alashad, at chatzos hapishen lo skar tefillah bizmana skar tefillah miho iko. The Gemara has that same lashon when it gets to tashlumin. If the person missed the whole Zman Shachris and he davened mincha twice and the second mincha is the tashlumin, the Gemara has such a similar lashon that he doesn't get schar tefillah bizman, he gets schar tefillah. So from the Rambam, the Kesh Mishnah points out there is such a mashmois that it's only if shogag oimenas, but if he did not, if he made up his mind in advance, he's going to daven at the 11 o'clock mincha. So then there are some opinions that since the disease is, so there's no tashlumin. Yeah. Nikar Adin, we really don't hold like that. We really hold that that this man of Shlish Hayom is only lachatila. But for the Yevon, if he didn't daven Shachris before Shlish Hayom, it still is a man of Shachris. It's not that it's the third tashlumin. So even if he's in, we assume Nikar Adin, even if he's in on purpose, he planned to daven at the 11:30 minute. Still. Far found, so you can still daven Shmoneh Esrei, but the Mishnah Berurah says Mishnah Berurah always has combinations of chumras. He always brings up chumras, and he quotes on Poskim to say that maybe you should have in mind that if the guy's a chazer of the children, I mean, he made his mind up he's going to daven the 11:30 minyan. He doesn't feel bad. That's what he's going to do. 11:30. He's not asking any shayla. But he comes to shul and some ben terah hits him overhead and says, "What are you nuts? He's davening 11:30." It's after this man of Shlish Hayom, it's the wrong amount, so the guy gets scared and says, what am I supposed to do? So if he'll ask a shayla, so you should tell him there's a serious question if you can daven because of the hizit, it wasn't shogag or nenas, you planned in advance to daven 11:30. So even though Rav HaPoskim hold that it's still this man of Tfilah B'dievet, but the Rav HaPoskim hold that since it was hizit, there's no tashlumin, it's a tfinah of tashlumin. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends he should daven shachris ala tanai. And he should have in mind, he doesn't have to say, I hereby make a condition in accordance with the Tanai B'nai Gadol Meiru, but he should just have in mind that if If the din is that it's only, you can only offer the tefillah of a keres tashlumin, and he did is not tashlumin, then he should offer the Shemana Esrei as a tefillah medover. And even though Bizman is that the practice is that we stay away from making tefillah medover, but we're not so mechaben b'shat tefillah anyway. If a person would really be mechaben when he davens, that makes sense. But Rabbi Yechon says, "Aladai sheitfalol and follow yom kula." It's a very nice thing that a person should daven all day long. But if he's not so mechave, so it doesn't make sense that he should add on additional tefillah. Yeah, but over here he really missed chakras. Here there's a cause. Here there's a good reason to offer a tefillah medrash. He didn't daven chakras yet within the shlisha yom. So, and some parts can hold that you don't even need tashlumin. But even though it's easy, it's still b'di'evit. This is his man of chakras. And others hold no. Even b'di'evit is not his man of chakras. That's, if you didn't daven chakras, you can say the shmoneh esrei as a tashlumin. But there is not tefillah b'mana that has to precede. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah recommends that perhaps he should daven the Shemana Esrei of the chakras, having in mind this tonight. In the event that the din should be that he has no right to say the Shemana Esrei, so he wants to offer it anyway as a tefillah medrash. Probably would be. Probably should. According to those who interpret the Rambam like that, the davening shachar after shlish hayom is acceptable to the edit the Teres Hashlumin, and it's only if shoga gaimenes, and he did not. That's the Loshon HaRamam. Shoga Gaimenas means it, the definition is a guy. He did is not, there's no Tashlumin. So then it should daven it after the Musaf. The only time he davens it on its own, if there is no Tfilah of Bizmana. There is a Tfilah of Bizmana, you have to daven the Tfilah of Bizmana first. Probably. Yeah. Correct. We don't allow tefillah medrash, right? The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, right? We don't permit offering a tefillah medrash on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov they never brought korbanos that were medrash. The Dorm and the Dovas are not part of even on Yom Tov. Shabbos certainly not, but even on Yom Tov it's a machlokes, and we pass from the Dorm and the Dovas are not part. Yeah, here the Mishnah Berurah raises the question from the Achrayim, what if he didn't daven Shachris yet, and it's now a punkt in between Chatzos and the first half hour after Chatzos? So if he missed Chatzos, that's after the Zman of Shachris. So do you say, well, it's a Adayin Lehigia the Zman of Nimzo? But since it's a Adayin Lehigia the Zman of Nimzo, so he can say the Tashlum is the Shachris, the Shachris saying it's the Zman. He doesn't have to say the Tfilah of Shemana first. But let him say the Shemana Esrei of Shachris now. If there is Tashlumin for the Shachris, then he missed. Should you say no, that there is no such thing. You never have a Tashlumin by itself. Tashlumin always has to follow a Tfilah of Shemana. The fact that the Rambam says you can daven Shachris to the Yevit after Shodashod Bayom at 11:30 in the morning. 12 o'clock, if it's still daven chakras, it's not because that's a tashlumin. No. That's because with the yevit, that's still this man. But if it's after 12 o'clock, so it's no longer this man of chakras. And you can't say tashlumin just like this, but that's first thing, that's feel of this man. You can't say mincha either, because it's within the first half hour. The Mishnah Berurah quotes some akhwajis akhwainim at that time. You should wait. He waited so long, right? It's already after chatzos, the first half hour. So wait another 20 minutes till after the half hour is up. Then you daven shachris and you make a tashlumin for shachris.
It has to be in his mind and he'll be with the tzvudim.
Those are the two pshatim in the Rambam. The Rambam wrote, this is in the Shulchan Aruch, until he should finish shachris shmoneh esrei before shlish hayom. And if he didn't, and if Torah shoga gainenas, and he didn't daven shachris before shlish hayom, he can still daven shmoneh esrei shachris until chatzos. So what is that all about? What is that? So some hold the Yevit is still this man. So if that's what he meant, the Yevit is this man, he's this man, if he's this. So why did he write Torah Shoga? Love that. And others say no, the Kesh Mishnah has the two pshat matim. And others say no, that the Rambam means that at the end of the Zman of Shachris, which is Shayom. And if Sho, To, Nenas, so then there's a din of Tashlumin. So the only time you have to have for Tashlumin purposes, first the Tfilah Dizmana, then the Tfilah Shlo Dizmana, is when it's a year Zman Tfilah Dizmana. So then you have Yesh Lepanish Dei Mitzvah, one is the Tfilah Dizmana, one is the Tfilah Shlo Dizmana, so there's a Seder Kedimus, you have to go in order, and that's Miyakeh. But it's now, not Dizmana, then it's Tfilah Dizmana. So then you can make Tashlumin standing alone. The Devil Chap and Afkamina, these two Pshatim and the Rambam, Devil Chap one Afkamina, what if it was heated? Can he still down the Shachris after Shlish Hayom? So the 2 days in the Rambam, but he take that Rambam literally, he only wrote Shogag Nena Say Toho. So he take it literally, but he did not. And the other Afkamina, what if it's the first half hour after Hatzor? If the Daimler he gives Man Ninta, not supposed to stop Ninta. But it's after the Man of Shachris, if you say Shachris, that's going to be the first Tashlumin. Can you say Tashlumin standing alone? Because there is no Tfilah Dizmana to speak of, that you have to first offer the Tfilah Dizmana. But he says, no, you can never daven a Tashlumin unless it's preceded with a Tfilah Dizmana. So you have to wait to make the Tashlumin until after you daven.
Why
doesn't
it have to be at the time of the Tfilah?
I don't know. Somehow, using the language of Absalvechik, I'm not sure exactly what it means, because you need a matir to be allowed to daven. Not allowed to just approach the Baruch Shalom just like this, just you barge in. You go to the White House, you ring the bell, the guards will arrest you, they'll put you in jail. What are you starting out to do? So just like this, you come into the shul, you start davening Shema Nesu. The Baruch Shalom didn't give you a heter to daven. So when it's Man Shachris, you have a heter. When you miss the boat, when you miss the Tfilah Dizmana, you have no heter. So when you daven the Tfilah Dizmana, for that, you have a heter. So agav the heter to daven the Tfilah Dizmana, so you can smuggle in and make the Tfilah Shalai Dizmana. The Tashlumin. But the Daven of Tashlumin, I'm standing alone, not immediately following a Tfilah Dizmana, that would not be acceptable. That's also big machloket. Let's say the guy davens mincha in the afternoon, and then 3 hours later, he davens mincha 2:45. Then 7:15, he realized that he davened daven Shachris. But can he daven Tashlumin of Shachris 3 hours later? But he says, no, you can only daven Tashlumin immediately following the Tfilah Dizmana. You have to have the heter for the Tfilah Dizmana carries over to the Tfilah Shalom Dizmana. And he says, no, you don't need a heter. You can daven a Tashlumin standing alone also, except if you're holding by davening too, so the proper say there it should be. First the Tfilah Dizmana, then the Tfilah Shalom Dizmana. So that's also a discussion. All of these three issues depend on these two Pshatim and the Rambam. Then the Gemara has a din, Osi Hishlachta Acharei Gevecho. The Gemara in Brachos quotes the pasuk. First they take care of themselves. First the people take care of their own needs. They have their breakfast, and they have to work out at the gym, and then they take a shower, and then they go to work in the office, then they make their money for the day, and then at 10:30 in the morning, they finally decide they're going to die. So it's a joke. What do you mean? They're diving to the Baruch Shalom. The whole idea of davening is to show that everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He controls everything in the world. He controls everything. So he's supposed to daven to the Baruch Shalom before you go to the office, before you do everything, to say that everything should work out well. So he shows that the whole davening is just a mumbo jumbo, just a bunch of words. It doesn't mean anything. So that's why the Gemara has that thought that goes to Yishlach Dachar Gei. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat and drink before you daven. In fact, the Gemara has a pasuk. It's a question, is it only an asmachta? Or is it a real din d'oraisa? The Gemara says the pasuk lo soflu al hadam, and the Gemara has a comment lo soflu kodim shetis palolu al dimte. Here the Mishnah Berurah writes on page 240 on the third line, kiv nas mechu akrod lo soflu al hadam lo soflu kodim shetis palolu al dimte. So he says this is mochamer. This is a mochamer digedim. We treat it as if it were a din d'oraisa. It sounds like he doesn't really believe that it's a din d'oraisa. Asmuhua Rabbanan Akroah. In the Eri, in the end of Bamashia, writes that according to the Ramam's opinion, that Tfilah, once a day, every day is revealed in their rights, so he thinks that if you're not allowed to eat before you daven Shachris, it's revealed in their rights. You have to daven once a day, every day. There's no din, there's money Tfilah, I only need the Rabbanan. There's no law that says you have to daven Min HaTorah before Shlish Hayom. If you want, you can daven at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but you can't eat breakfast. You have a brera to daven at 6 o'clock in the evening, but you can't eat all day long. If you don't, according to the Rambam, The Mi'iri suggests, according to the Rambam, it's a bigger right. According to Rav HaRishonim, all that Tfilah B'chol Yom is going to Rabbanim. Only Tfilah B'Yisror is a din d'oraisa, so everything is going well. Everybody's okay, and no one is sick, and no one has any parnasa problem. Everything is going well, so then Tfilah will only be the Rabbanim. So then, if you're all like that, then you can't say that this is a real din d'oraisa, that you're not allowed to eat before you daven Shabbos. How can it be? If you're not mechuyav to daven Shabbos. In our Torah. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only an asmachum of the Rabbanah. But he says, many Poskim hold that we're machmer on it, treating it as if it were. Then they're right, because of the fact that you have an asmachum. So one of the dinim is you're not permitted to eat or to drink anything before you daven. The Shulchan Aruch is makel on water. That's big machlokes in Rishonim. The top line on page Kuf Kof, the Mechaber is makel on water. Then the Mishnah Berurah talks about what about tea and coffee without any sugar, that's also okay. But to mix in sugar, you're not allowed to. So the problem is that in Europe, a lot of people used to have tea and coffee with sugar before they got it. So the Mishnah Berurah gives a whole suggestion that the tea and the coffee taste bitter if you're not going to have any sugar. If you just take the sugar, if you take a sugar cube in your mouth and in between your teeth, in between your lips, in order to take away the bitter flavor of the tea or the coffee, maybe that's okay. But the Radvaz meant that you're not allowed to have sugar in it if you stir it in the sugar. Whenever you mix in sugar, you mix in much more sugar than if you would have taken a sugar cube. Because the sugar cube, all you need is a slight amount of sugar in order to take away the bitter flavor. As opposed to mixing in, it's not going to have a sweet, pleasant tasting flavor unless you mix in an awful lot of sugar. But that's what he writes to defend the common practice that everybody has. So any question? A new sefer hot off the press just came out. It's called Pisgei Tshuva HaChadash. The new Pisgei Tshuva. That's what he has on Sikot Nechav Beis. Middle of Sikot Nechav Beis. That's on page Kuf Kof. And the introduction to the Mishnah Berurah. In the first page, he writes that he's going to use all of the poskim on the page. He tells he's going to use the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Hefer and the Shari Tshuva, the Tzimukon and the Machzor Shekel. He tells the other others, and then he says he's going to use the Pisgei Tshuva. Pisgei Tshuva was a little skinny sefer that sold for $1.50 that came out, written by one of the Dayanim in Zilman, where it's a likud of Maor Mekaymis to later Achreinim, because the Shari Tshuva was very early. And we don't have a Pisgei Tshuva on our hand that has a likud from the later Poskim. He never quotes Shari Tshuva, doesn't have even another Yudah, not some sefer, it's way before. It doesn't have any of these. So that's why he often will quote from the Pisgei Tshuva. He records the Pisgei Tshuva that even if you permit people to have a drink of coffee before the Daven Shacharis, but not that they should go to the tea room in the hotel and sit for Chaburah with another 10 people and drink the coffee and the tea and carry on a whole conversation, then come late to shul, then come 15 minutes late to the Daven. He says for various reasons this is a very bad practice. To have tea with the chaburah, the yodma, people chaverim, they're certainly not there. When do we permit people to eat before davening? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the person doesn't feel well. Either the person is really sick, and he won't be able to daven well. He feels he won't be able to concentrate before. Or let's say he's not even sick, he has no condition, but he's starving. He hasn't had anything to eat all night long. No, no one has anything to eat all night long. He didn't have anything to eat yesterday either, before he went to sleep. And now in the morning there is what to eat. So if he's going to eat, this will certainly enhance his davening. He's not going to eat the whole three-course meal. He just wants to have some mezainis or something to bite, to get a little energy. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, if he can, preferable would be that he should daven without, even though the davening will be weaker. He won't be so strong in the davening. But if he feels he really needs it, so the dinner that he's permitted to eat it, because there it's not a violation of both his shlap to achari gezechor. He's not showing that he doesn't care for the bunch on, he's taking care of his own needs first. No, this enhances the daven. This makes him able to daven better. No, he holds orange juice is not permissible. Orange juice is not allowed. All juices he holds are not right. Unless a person has a special condition that he needs orange juice every day, bright and early in the morning. But for normal, healthy people, it's not right to have orange juice in the morning.
What's going
That's what I'm saying. If a person knows that the davening is not going to be over till after chatzos, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov you have to eat before chatzos, so you shouldn't say otherwise. One is in violation of the Isur of Tainis. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos Yom Tov. They say have a drink of water before the davening. Have a little drink of water. You only say a bracha on water shop on the dvara if you're thirsty. Some in the morning, everybody's thirsty. Some in the morning, everyone is a little bit thirsty. How thirsty do you are? That's a different question. The Mishnah says, "I'll show some wine with somebody." You can drink it with some. So often they quote in the name of the only going often the person is a little bit thirsty, but he's not that thirsty. So when he has less than a reveal, he's already quenched his thirst. But he has a cup full of water, so he usually drinks down the rest of the water rather than spill it out, rather than waste the water. So they quote from the only going, then in such a case he doesn't think that he said bar the question. So just like in order to say shahakol, you only say a bracha on water if it's in so much. So the bracha afrana also, you only say a bracha afrana burn the parches if he drank a whole revius with so much. He's really thirsty. But sometimes the person is not that thirsty and he keeps on drinking more than a revius to quench his thirst. But often, people have already quenched their thirst with less than a revius. And they just drink the rest, not to waste it. And then he says you shouldn't say the bracha afrana. He's not thirsty. And he drinks water, which you don't say a bracha. I don't think it's all in front of that. He didn't really eat anything. I don't think it counts. I mean, for kindness, it is a violation of the time. Even though he drinks water, he's not thirsty. Even though he doesn't say a bracha. But I don't think it'll solve the problem. Since it only helps if the person is not thirsty, which usually is. The person makes up. Yeah, you're the person. I got another fast in the year. That's all. Yeah, a lot of people daven in a very late minyan on Shabbos morning, and the minyan is going to take forever. The minyan starts at 11:30. He's going to finish at 1:30. So they're going to finish after chatzot. Not a lot of fast, but after chatzot. By the time they're going to start out at 11:30, they're starving. They have hunger pangs, of course. They're allowed to eat. They have no bread. But the whole thing is not right. You should daven it in an earlier meal. You shouldn't daven it the later meal in order to cause that you should be starving.
I'm sure on the airplane, they're going to be going back from, say, east to west, and it's going to stay the same. It's going to stay roughly the same time for a very long time. And I say it's before.
Says you're not allowed to, the Zohar says you're not permitted to eat after chatzos, after midnight. So those who are not into Kabbalah don't follow the Zohar. Mishnah Berurah quotes. On Shavuot night, usually everybody eats after chatzos, after midnight. They stay up all night, they have cookies, they have drinks of coffee, whatever, soda. So we don't, you should know that there is such a zoya, but the chatzilah is not proper. And even if one does want to eat after chatzos, but within half an hour before Alos HaShachar, since the Yevid, his man of Alos HaShachar is to the Yevid, his man of Tzimah, half an hour before Alos HaShachar is already not permissible to eat. Or to drink anything, even though it's going to stay like that for a long time.
Yeah.
Still, yeah, it's not right. Then it says you're not supposed to be yoisted from malacha. A woman eating before davening. I always thought it was the same as men. Men and women are the same. There's a difference between men and women.
Can she just say breakfast?
Shulchan Aruch has a cool. If you said brachas, then you can have a little bite. Yeah.
If I manage other,
I don't know. Shulchan Aruch has a cool about greeting people. If the person said brachas already, then we make a little bit in the greeting. Again, you're not supposed to go out of your way to greet somebody. If you're walking in the street, you greet him. If he greets you first, of course he can respond. But even if you greet him, if you bump into him in the street, but then say you're not allowed to greet him. They say you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem, you should say good morning. You should tone it down. Not use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before you daven, using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the davening is not proper to use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom. The Shmo Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says in the first paragraph in Shabbos. So you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem, rather say good morning. And even the good morning shouldn't be too elaborate. How are you? Haven't seen you so long. Arisa is just a whole exaggeration. And so when I call, they quote, you shouldn't be korea on the shakal upon him. To bow down in front of him. And even though he doesn't say the word shalom, he says just good morning. But he makes it very elaborate, that's not permission. So the issue of the greeting is just the base that there's a little bit of a kula after the person already said some of the drach. Yeah, people many people are often in violation of this din. You go around shul running around greeting people. Not only is it a din maskin the tizkoi to go knock on his door to greet him where his apartment is, to go greet him before davening. And Mr. Burr says, who adinami maskin to his seat in shul? I always sit over here. I walk out of my way over there to greet someone who came for shul. Someone came for a bris or whatever. Then I walk and I greet the person. That's not right. You stay where you are. If someone says goodbye, and it's not minanimus to disregard it, you say good morning, good Shabbos. How do you do? You should try to avoid using the name of shalom. And business and going on trips also not right. It's not proper to go on a trip before the davening.
The person who's interested in attending the bris, which is a significant car ride away, like very long, because Davinan and the two is also, you know, again, distance from where he was to where he's trying to go up in the morning.
Meaning, has a reason why he wants to Davin over there. But he's Davin to Davin over there. I would think that's permissible. The Shalom is himself. The reason why he wants to Davin over there, that minion is not better than this minion. Maybe the same, maybe worse, but even if it's better, that's not what motivates him. What motivates him is because his place of employment is over there. But then traveling over there is really in order to get to the job on time. So that's, he doesn't want to do it the other way, to travel here and travel later because he wants to beat the rush hour. So that's really a question. That is really, he's really traveling to his business before davening shachar. So that's really a problem. But he has a reason why he wants to daven shachar over there, because there's a bris over there. I think that is permissible. But it's traveling to the business, that's a problem. Yeah. Let's say a person, we have a case in Shulchan Aruch, a person goes, he wants to see what they're selling in the stores. Not that he's going to buy, he just wants to see what's the sale. Doesn't Shulchan Aruch that that's permissible? To go look to see what's selling in the stores is permissible. To go buy things in the stores, or he wants to go see what's doing in his what's doing on the market, whatever, in order to know what how to deal in business later in the day. But he's just going to look now. So that says that is permissible, just to take to travel there to look, to walk in that direction, to look to see what's doing. But to go shopping or to do the business, that you're not permitted to do. And the Mishnah Berurah repeats his Hiddush again. If it's Friday morning and the person wants to buy kalos for Shabbos, he thinks that you're allowed to do before Shachar, because that's not only for his own personal purposes. Everybody has to eat halalat and yichya ha'adam, but the purchase of the food for Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah. So he thinks that that's what you're allowed to do. To go shopping for Shabbos before Shachar on Friday morning, that is makely thinks you're allowed to do. That's the Shemaim. That's the last line in the Mishnah Berurah on page 240. Then the Shulchan Aruch has a shaila. What about to take a haircut or to take a shower? That's on page 240 in Sifas Ayin. Samach l'shachar. So he says Samach l'mincha. The Mishnah says in first parakin Shabbos that they made it gzeirah, that you're not allowed to take a haircut, and you're not allowed to take a shower, if you didn't go in for it. But some of the shakra is there, half an hour after the Zman of shakra has already came, then it's like not permissible to take a haircut or to shave, but to take a shower. But the half hour before Los HaShakra, so they weren't going on these two. And the Histapir and the Kodesh Lamechot, they were never going to, but on the other, they were going to, let's say, to do other things. To do other things, like the Shatzarokov in the half hour before Alos HaShachar, they were going to. So other things you're not allowed to do. Okay, we'll try to cover some more ground tomorrow. I apologize today. They asked me to participate in the reception for Rabbi Lau for the Shia days. I wasn't able to come on time. Okay. So Lau will start the Shematic. No, it's not about the sky, whatever. All determined by what time it would be on the ground below, directly below.
So, are there any places where you can get, like, I know it's not the 30,000 feet on the ground,
but
they'll tell you exactly where it's supposed to be on the ocean.
Yeah. Really? We have to hope for? Yeah. Every latitude and longitude in the world, we have to figure out what time it is. A bunch of numbers.